On the Rural Radio Network, I'm Chad Moyer. Good morning. Let's recap this past week's market activity. To do that, we'll visit with Heather Ramsey at the ARC Group in Lincoln. First of all, give us the weekly numbers. After kind of a back-and-forth week, where did the grains end yesterday compared to a week ago, Heather?
Yeah, it was definitely a mixed week. If you look down grain and oilseed boards here, seeing DEES 2018 off about 5 cents week over week, DEES 2019 off 4 1/4. Looking out to the July 19 Kansas City wheat, that's off 4 1/4. And then magically we turn to beans. And January 19 beans actually up 5 1/2 week over week. And November 2019 beans up 3/4 of a cent.
Describe, if you would, the fundamentals. What seems to be in play for these grains right now, Heather?
You know, what's surprising is fundamentally corn is the one that's showing support. You know, we're talking about a really tight carryout for a change. We've got export sales that are, you know, 15% ahead of our pace at the same time last year. So they should be the positive ones. Now, obviously, we saw that get negated a little bit this last week with the announcement of actual numbers that China thinks they have sitting in stockpiles. So that hurt corn a little bit here. But then if you look at beans, they're on the drastic opposite side of the spectrum. You know, fundamentally, we've got a massive carryout on beans coming if something doesn't get worked out with China and the trade issues there. You know, we're talking about record bean carryouts approaching the 1 billion bushel carryout mark. That's huge. So even if China, I think, were to come back to the table, you know, how quickly will they return to making actual purchases from us? It's debatable. And does that carryout get significantly smaller in a hurry? You know, that's a question that's a huge unknown at this point. And all we can do is trade the facts we're given. And right now that means fundamentally beans look weak. So that's kind of where we're sitting at if you look at the fundamental picture for corn and beans right now.
And that's a lot of long-term things that you talked about in there. But, you know, there are some bright spots, some little shimmers of hope here and there. And one of those shimmers is basis. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, man, when you start looking at local basis, we've got some opportunities here, folks. You know, you look for holiday quick shipment is always a thing. That's always a thing we talk about with our clients, especially. You know, we've got some issues needing some beans at different plants throughout our region right now for this Thanksgiving time frame and then going into Christmas. And the same thing with the corn and the ethanol industry here. Definitely seeing some significant quick ship or, narrow shipment windows in that, like, last half December time frame for corn right now. So we've seen 10 to 20 cents improvements on corn basis in that holiday shipping window time frame, and we're trying to take advantage of it. You know, you've got to be ready to play and got to be ready to go when it comes to this time of year. If you're going to commit to those deliveries, you get on the ball and you move as much as you can. And so that's kind of what we're doing here. Seeing values range anywhere from, you know, the mid-teens to, you know, upper single digits. Pretty impressive considering just a month ago, the only number in sight was, you know, low 30s, mid 20s. So pretty significant improvement for the corn market, especially, you know, bean basis. You know, we're seeing processors somewhere in that 65 neighborhood or better if they need some quick ship coverage. You know, that's a huge premium compared to shipping mid-harvest at a buck under, a buck 20 under, depending on your market. So definitely a great time to take advantage of those basis improvements.
Yeah, and that'd be a good way, I would just say, is to kind of take care of those cleanup sales. You know, let's kind of see where we're at, see if we have any overruns, and then come up with a plan to take care of those, right?
Yeah, for sure. You know, you always want to have a plan on this overrun. A lot of guys I've talked to in the past have said, well, I'm just going to stick it in the bin. That's not really a plan. You need some hard facts behind it. You know, what's a value I need and or want? Is that realistic? If it's not, then get some cleanup in place. Price these things, this corn out, this beans out, and put some upside on. If you're a kind of person that is more worried about missing out on upside, you're better off pricing it, putting upside back on, using a call, and knowing what your bottom-end scenario is to begin with. If you've got stuff sitting in commercial storage, you know, we don't like commercial storage. It costs a lot of money, commercial storage does these days. So get that cleaned up. If you're sitting in a good spot and you can afford to just take that spot, move on, live to market another day, the biggest thing I think that I take away from what we do with our clients versus someone who doesn't work with anyone is we work on a plan to clean the slate so that we can be forward-looking into the next crop year. At this point in time, you're going to get a better bang for your buck on a market rally forward selling the 2019 crop than you are trying to work from behind on this 2018 crop. I think we've mentioned before, you know, we're already between 15 and 25% sold on next year's corn at pretty decent levels. A few guys have pulled the trigger on some beans when we had opportunities, but we're trying to be forward looking and making smart decisions going ahead and not getting bogged down by, you know, what little bit of overrun we have sitting there unpriced.
Again, that's Heather Ramsey at the ARC Group in Lincoln. If you want more information, you can call them toll-free at 866-574-2724. They're also online at agrisconsulting.net. That's this week's markets. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you next week. I'm Chad Moyer on the Rural Radio Network.